We are in a Melbourne studio and we are going through, I reckon, an earthquake here or something on air. Our building is literally shaking. Matt, this is frightening, to be honest, because it's lasting a long time, but it's $6.50 at the moment. Got to dance a lot.
Hey, Hoss, what everyone wants to know is this. Did the $6.10 chance get up and win?
No, it bloody didn't, Tim. I was sitting right where Gary was, and I don't know why I went back.
That was Andrew Bensley. He was on air during the earthquake. Most importantly, he got the $6.50 odds out in time. That was one of our favourite moments. So, we've got a few minutes. We've got before 9 o'clock, and then we're off for the day. My computer just stopped. So
you, did it? And have a look at mine, because mine stopped as well.
Yours did as well. We're just going to take calls. So give us a call, 1-300-736-736. It's been great to come in, and what a great winner for the Toyota Hilux.
Unbelievable.
The Rugged X. That was absolutely magnificent. Don't worry, I'll get the calls up in a moment.
Couldn't have been better. Hey, can I just ask you this? Are you you got a break? Yeah. You're not back on deck for a while yet.
Yeah.
Are you thinking that you might go on like a self-reflection type tour or something like that? Is that something you've got in mind or
not? Every morning I wake up, I do that.
Do you? So. You go down the dam and have a look at yourself in the reflection?
Exactly right. Craig's in Caulfield. Morning, Craig.
Morning, guys. I listen to your show a lot, and I just want to say thank you so much for everything you guys do. Fun, the conversation and the banter, and I'm a small business owner, and I just want to, I sell puzzles and games, offer an SCN 10 10% off discount, and the just got a game.
Oh, Craig, this is the worst thing of all time. You're actually saying some nice things about us. We only caught every second word. So I'm sorry, we had a bad line, mate. You might want to give a call back if you can give those details through, but we really appreciate the sentiment, so thanks so much. Russell's in Pakenham. The Pakenham races are on there tomorrow. Russ, you going to go and have a look?
No, mate. I'm making my cricket comeback tomorrow, boys, but nice. No, I won't be going. But, boys, I want to say Merry Christmas to both you and your families, boys. It's been great listening to you all year, and there's only one thing I want on my standard list, boys. I think you know that. Geez, I'd love it to build a premiership.
Yes. Mm. It is their time, Russ, and I'd be happy it to is. See that as well. Now, good to talk to you. Thanks for that kind message. That's some nice people. It's worth coming back to hear from the nice people.
100% is. And you know the old thing?
Liam, the old coot.
Forget about Liam. You know, the thing is, and we sort of have forgotten a little bit about this, is how difficult the last 2 years has been for people. Yeah. And that connection between radio and people and having a bit of fun each and every morning as much as we possibly can. We've touched base with a lot of different people over the last 2 years.
And we were lucky. We were so lucky that we just worked through that whole pandemic. So for
we
us,
have been lucky.
We got a snip. That's fair enough. We keep working. We were lucky to have a job.
That's right. Yeah, and we've got a pay cut as well.
Billy Sinaskett Vale. Good day, Bill.
Yeah, morning, guys. I just want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a safe New Year to all your families. And thank you for taking the calls all throughout the year. And let's hope Tooth Miller can go one better and end up winning a Brownlow soon, Gary.
Yeah, buddy, champion. Well, you were the first to get on to Tooke Miller. I might have jumped on the bandwagon without giving you the attribution. Well done, mate. Matt's in Airport West. G'day, Matty.
Yeah, good morning, fellas. Great work all year. Thank you very much for the year that's been, and congrats, Gary, on the D's Premiership.
Thank you, mate.
Hey, boys, the interview is Ernie Johnson from the United States. As a father of a couple of kids with some special needs, it really resonated with me. Especially when he said that he needed that boy more than that boy needed him. It was just brought a lot of things into perspective. So thank you very much for organising that and for that chat in general, fellas. Have a good one. All the best.
Yes, good on you, Matt.
That's nicely said.
Thanks for reminding us of that interview too. That was a great chat with Ernie Johnson.
Yeah, and he's since passed away.
His boy, yeah. Really sad, but he sent a message through to us too, Ernie, around that time, which was fantastic too.
From the serious to the sublime, or to the ridiculous, rather, you told me about, I don't know when it was, July or August, that Nathan Buckley was going into the jungle. Right? So you said this, and you didn't want to say it on air, right, for obvious reasons, so I said it on air.
Well, hang on. No, that's not the way it
works. That's how it happened.
No, don't say that.
Well, no, this is what happened.
Tell it as it actually happened, the way that it did happen.
No.
I said that he signed up to do some form of reality TV program, right? Yes. And then you went away and spoke to your people.
That's right.
And they, you came back to me and said, Wisp,
no, no.
He's going in the jungle.
No, no, my people said, I said, is Buckley going in the jungle? And they said, we're not telling you that. That was their response.
Right.
Because they're not allowed to tell us.
That's right. So then you knew he was going
so
in the jungle.
So we broke the news in August.
Yep, you did.
I reckon 3 weeks ago I saw exclusive... Nathan, we can tell you that Nathan Buckley's going in the jungle.
Good morning to Fiona Byrne too.
Nigel's in Malaysia. G'day, Nige.
Hey, Gary and Tim. How are you, boys?
Good on you, Nige.
Yeah, I just wanted to call a long-time caller, listener, first-time caller, but just up early going for my walk, and I just wanted to thank you for the year, boys. You get it through, and there is a lot of us overseas that listen. And you're our touch in Melbourne. So we thank you for that. Haven't been home in over 2 years. And we hope we get the chance to come home. But we'll be really looking forward to hearing you guys again next year. Thanks
hey,
very
Nige,
much.
Well done, mate. That is the power of the app that we've got.
And
a lot of people listen to our app right around the country, but also from overseas as well, Wiss. So good on you, Nige. That's nice. The man that rang in before, Craig, it was the Wolfpack Games offer for SEN listeners, 10% off. You can use the code SEN10 for wooden puzzles and games. So for Christmas, that's nice touch, Whispers.
A lot of people wanting to know how your kookaburras are going down there too on the Mornington Peninsula.
Oh, I tell you what.
How's the training
going? I've spent the last week mowing and slashing, and it looks like the
wood,
as you know.
Yep.
Lots of rain means the lawns are all green and they look magnificent this time of year.
Yep. And the kookaburras, though,
they're good. Yeah.
Yep.
Got a new batch.
Yep. Are you still feeding them the premium mints?
Yeah. I tried the supermarket.
And?
Not interested.
Did they turn their beaks up at it, did they?
Not interested. Steve's on the road. G'day, Stevie.
Hey, g'day, guys. Thanks very much for the year, like everyone else has said. Just a Merry Christmas to you both. And shout out to my Uncle Andrew, who's a great Andrew from Nidri, you probably know him. Mad Essendon supporter, he always gives it to Carlton, which I am a supporter. I just want to have the last laugh and say, Andy, see you next year, mate, and good luck. Go the Baggers.
Good on you, Stevie. And Kathy from Keilor might be our last caller before we take a break and then wrap up for the year. How are you, Kathy?
Morning, Gary. Morning, Tim. Look, I just want to thank both of you. It's been a wonderful, entertaining year, plenty of laughs. I've listened to SEN since day one, and I love waking up at 6 o'clock in the morning, listening to the ramble. It's my favourite part of your show. And working from home, for me, it's been a bonus because I get to listen to you guys. I get to listen to SEN all day. So I wish you all a wonderful Christmas with your family. And I second Russ.
Yeah.
Us and Kilda Premiership. That's what we want.
That'll be nice, Kathy.
Good
on you.
Christmas,
thanks
Kathy.
So much for your call, Kathy, and for being a great supporter of SEN.